Hello, my precious friend. This is Pastor Verna Brown, and I am so excited that you have chosen to join us by podcast today. I pray that this message is inspiring, it's encouraging, and that it propels you further into the destiny that God has for you. Sit back and enjoy.
Well, how's everyone doing tonight? Good evening, good evening. So good to be here in the house of God, family. Before I get started, I actually want to give a shout out because tomorrow is Miss Kim's birthday. I know you're going to be on vacation and stuff, but just want to give you a shout out. It's awesome to be able to have done youth ministry with Miss Kim, such a loving heart, especially for our youth. And love you, sis. God's doing amazing things in your life, and can't wait to see that ring on your finger when, hello. For those of you who know, Miss Kim got a man now. Hello. No pressure. So awesome to allow my wife to let me be up here and be able to give the word today to you. Shout out to my wife. But tonight, I just want to share with you a topic. Title of the sermon is called Light of the World. I did come with an illustration. in my work office, this thing has been in my bookshelf, and I'm just like, man, one day I'm going to preach on this. I'm going to use this for an illustration. I'm going to see how. And today was that day. I was like, oh, this is a perfect opportunity. And so I'm like, all right, let's do this, Lord. There's a graphic too. If you can't see that, that's a little astronaut man right there looking up at the illumination of the light. I think it's important to be able to understand whether this be, it's not going to be such a profound message. It's very simple, very basic to be able to understand, especially during this time where many would consider this a time of darkness. We have to continue to remind ourselves that Jesus has called us to be the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. And we have to be able to reflect his light, especially in these times right now where many are considering doom and gloom. Many preachers are preaching messages right now where they were literally, some of them don't even bring hope at times. They almost feel like, it's almost like, man, nothing good is coming out of the world right now. I would say this, Jesus is still on the throne. He's still using people to release healing, to bring forth salvation, to release the kingdom, to destroy the works of darkness. And we have been given a mandate to go out and destroy the kingdom of darkness with the light of Christ. Amen? And so tonight, I'm going to minister from the context from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 3 all the way to 16, ESV translation. So we'll go from there, okay? So Father, thank you for tonight. In Jesus' name, have your way. Verse 3 says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I don't know if it's up there. If it's not, again, I'm ministering from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 3 through 16. So blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. Verse 16. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Amen. See, the first thing that God spoke is what? Let there be light. We could go back to the book of Genesis, and he says, let there be light. He does not say, I am love first. He doesn't say, I am going to make people first. No, he says, first, let's make sure we get this darkness taken care of. I am going to say, let there be light. We know that he is God. We know that he is truth. The gospel separated light and darkness. According to the Bible, the very first thing that humanity did was reject God's light. We saw this by what Adam did in the garden. They chose the path of being able to look inwardly and say, oh my gosh, the selfishness, right? All the things that came with darkness came upon Adam in that very moment. God is light, and he is the light of the world. He will not tolerate darkness destroying his creation. People who walk in darkness will see a great light, I believe. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, I believe that God will shine his light, according to Isaiah 9:2. According to John 1:9, the true light who gives light to everyone, Jesus is the true light. And we were going to see years from now, Revelation 21, 22 through 27 be lived out, where God will illuminate everything that has had no light. He is going to bring light to those areas of darkness. Nothing evil will be allowed. We understand that there is darkness and there is light. According to John 8:12, Jesus speaks to his people and he says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Here the allegory is used that the Lord in this verse speaks of the light of his truth, the light of his word, and the light of his eternal life. And those who perceive the true light will never walk in spiritual darkness. If we were to light a candle in a room, in fact, many sometimes what I feel, they come to church and they ask, do you have a light? Do you have a lighter so I can light my light? It's gone cold. I could surely get some of this fire that Pastor Verna has. Let me just have my lantern up next to Pastor Verna. Maybe I'll catch fire. Maybe the example that she's giving, I'll live that out. And for sure, I will have my lamp be lit. Well, didn't get anything today, so I'm just going to walk out of church service with no fire, or feeling like God didn't do anything in my life. So I'll just set this aside and put it on my little table on my bed, and I'll just be cold. Can I say it's not up to the pastor of the church to light this up for you. It ain't worship team's job to sing songs after songs. Many of you that know them, some of you don't sing them. Because you were afraid to have someone next to you be like, oh my gosh, I'm maybe out of tune. Who cares if you're out of tune? As long as you're in tune with God, that's all that matters. I feel like so many times we worry and are so concerned with, man, someone else's fire and what they're doing, that we are forgetting that God has called us to carry the fire that he's given us to this world to be able to destroy darkness. And what ends up happening is when we start catching that for ourselves, we could look at the lamp and be like, wow, it ain't pastor's job. It ain't the youth ministry's job. It ain't sound. No, it's me. Shoot, I have to get into my word. Because the more you get into your word, the more of the word of God comes into your life, the illumination of the word starts to deteriorate the things of the flesh. And then you start to see a little clearer because now you're starting to have some light in your life, some fire in your life. Oh, but it's not lit yet. Well, hold on. That's going to take me doing something. Oh, man. I need to open this up. Maybe I just need to open up my heart to the Word. I might have to open myself up to some worship. I might have to come down there and be undignified, just like David was, and just not even care. And what ends up happening is as you start filling yourself with the Word, oh my goodness, like, wow. There's illumination that's taking place. There's fire now in my lantern. Jesus says, He's called me to be the light of the world. He's called me to live this out. I need to focus on me carrying this. I can't have somebody else carry this for me. Because if you leave this over here, I know I'm out of frame, sorry. Now I'm walking without nothing. And then we start to blame others, like, oh my gosh, somebody stole this from me, or somebody stole an opportunity that was supposed to be for me. Oh, I'm supposed to have that promotion. No. Instead, this is what I feel like God is wanting to tell the body. Where have you left your lamps? And what's going on with your lamp? Is it lit? We've heard that phrase, are you lit? I'm not talking about that kind of lit. I'm talking about, hey, we need to be on fire for the Lord, right? We've heard that phrase, being on fire for the Lord, having a fire that's contagious. We've had moments where, you know, people could actually see that over our lives and be like, wow, there's something different about you. There's something that I don't understand. I can't comprehend. Think about it. If Pastor Vernon wasn't living out this out, the opportunity to be able to minister to the lady at Winco, oh, I would have just gone by. But no, because she knows who she is in Christ and because she carries Jesus deep within her. Are you okay, ma'am? Guarantee you she encountered the Lord right there and then. Why? Because there was a boldness that rose within Pastor Verna. That didn't care. It wasn't at a church that Pastor Verna was ministering to this lady. It was at Winco. Winco should just be changed as Win Somebody. Win Soul. Right there. Not only does Pastor Verna get fried chicken, but she wins some souls. And the awesome thing is about what he's called us to do is that once we light a candle, it may not seem much, but if we were to turn off the lights, this would be illuminating the stage. This would be illuminating the places of darkness. If we were to turn off the lights, the areas that are darkness, we would be able to see. But because light is so awesome, we could see the stage, we could see the screen. We're able to see things that typically we can't pick from distinguish between our eyes. And the crazy thing is that if we were to walk into this room completely pitch black, our eyes start to focus themselves, and now we can start to see things. That's how crazy vision is. That's why the enemy is so after our vision, too. What's crazy is that the enemy wants us to have a vision that's so distorted of who he is. Why? Because when we get to look in the mirror, what? He says, we are created in the image and likeness of Christ. And then those moments where he starts to speak all the negative things against us, what happens? Oh, you know what? I'm not going to light the light up in anymore in my life. A lot of us need to just turn on the light. Some of us, if you've ever slept with the nightlight, I have grace for you. My brother slept with the nightlight when we were little, and I wanted to punch him in the face because I love sleeping in the dark. But there was moments where I'm like, man, good thing he had this nightlight. I would have hit my foot on this bedpost. Or I wouldn't be able to see to be able to go get a cup of water. It's so important, the beauty of being able to see the principles of understanding how powerful light is. There's a study that was conducted that for people that spend more time in the dark, they came out depressed, sorrowful, feeling guilt, shame, condemnation. Why? It's because when you wrap yourself in darkness, all you have time to do is just think about what ifs. You start thinking about yourself, the could-be's, should-be's, could-have's of lives. You even start to blame other people for things that should have happened to you. But when you start living in the light and start being able to reflect on the goodness of God, you come out a little joyful. You have the peace of God. You have the strength of God. See, the Bible is very clear about this. In Psalm 36, God is the fountain of light. In Psalm 43, he sends out light and truth. In Psalm 104, he is wrapped in a robe of light. And in 1 John 1, God is light and there is no darkness in him at all. Light gives radiance, warmth, clarity, direction, purpose, power, energy, and joy. All those things describe God, and all those things are God. God is light, through and through, inside and out in every way at all times. Light doesn't just describe God's essence, it describes God's actions. Again, we've talked about it in a practical way. Light helps you see. If you didn't have light bulbs in your house, you would have no light. There's low light, there's backlight, they allow us to be able to see visibly what's in front of us and what's around us. It guides us. A flashlight, if you would have a flashlight, it illuminates your path. If you didn't have lights on your car, you wouldn't be able to see what's in front of you. Light's practical. We need even lights for outside. They say that when you go outside, you get a good source of vitamin D. Light helps our bones and strengthens us. God knew what he was doing when he set the sun perfectly in the spot. Too close, we'd be too burnt. Too far away, we'd be too cold. But it's in the right spot. Without light, we are, again, sorrowful, hopelessness sinks in, feeling sad. Light and darkness cannot coexist. Think about it. You come into a church service where you know God's going to touch your life. And you come in here in those moments. I've been guilty where I'm just like, man, I don't want to worship. How could you not worship the Almighty God? The one that's changed you and forever set you free. There could still be darkness lurking around in other places. That's why it's so important to be able to say, God, search my heart. Search the areas of my life, God, that maybe I have not given to you. Search the areas of my life, Lord, where I need you to illuminate and bring in front of me so that we can take care of it. If you are following Jesus, his spirit lives in you. The spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit that lives in this world. According to John 4:4, light is greater than darkness. And as long as we live on earth, we live in a world where light and darkness are at war. We understand this. We understand that there is a kingdom of darkness and there is a kingdom of God. Sometimes it might feel like darkness is winning. Darkness could be feeling like it's winning within us because of the war that's happening. But we can't give in to that. We have to remember, we are the dictators of how our lamp looks like. And to be honest, at a young age, I didn't understand how important and how powerful fire is. Lights. One of my favorite times of the month is the 4th of July. Why? Because we get to blow stuff up. Well, let me take that back. Fireworks. Fireworks. We get to see stuff lit up and sparkles. I remember one 4th of July when I lit a firework, one of those little bzzz, the little flower ones that change colors. Well, I was told, hey, if you light this up and you throw it, it'll explode in the sky. Cool, I want to see that happen. Well, I lit it. So great thing is that when you light something on fire, right, the illumination of that fire is right there. You're enamored by it. Well, these are things that you have to throw quick. So I lit it, and I was running, and I held it right here, and I threw it. And nothing happened. Just fell on the ground, and it just did its thing. I was disappointed, so I turned around, and I walked with such I was so disappointed. I'm like, well, this fireworks sucks because there's nothing that happened. It just did the same thing it does all the time. When they were like pointing at me, I'm like, they're like, no. My hair caught on fire. As I was going back, so all this was gone. So fire is dangerous. If you're not careful, it can hurt you too. So what do I say that? It's because I feel like sometimes what ends up happening is we try to get someone else's fire without realizing that it's going to hurt us. Walking out someone else's calling or trying to be just like them when God's like, no, I've called you to be unique and original. We need God's love and guidance. In that moment, I was guided to never do that again. Because it took a while for all that to grow. But I learned something that day is that what God was teaching me, even looking back now, is never, ever take God's presence for granted. And little did I know is that God was actually watching out for me during that time because I could have got really lit on fire. And luckily, they put out the fire, and I'm like, man, I really love playing with fire. But there's a reason why when I came to know the Lord, the first thing that he taught me was about his fire and his presence. I can say this is that when we are able to truly walk this out and not be afraid and not even show it off. Because as we walk, the Bible says in Psalm 119 that his lamp is a light unto our feet. And I realize is that sometimes as we are walking, there's going to be others too that we will encounter. Now we need an example of what this looks like. Because some don't even know how to light their own lamp. Some don't understand what the meaning of Jesus saying that you are the light of the world. Being the light of the world doesn't mean that you have to hold this in your seat and just let it waste. It's being able to take what he's given you outside of these church walls. To be able to go out there and minister to people at Winco. To be able to go out there and minister and not be afraid. To go out there and love the hell out of people. And to be honest, there was a season, in this last year, feeling like I've been stuck at home, working from home, and all of that, where I felt like the fire that he's given me, he's placed on my life, was diminishing. And I was actually blaming God at times, saying, you know what, Lord, you've called me to be on fire for you, but I feel like I'm not. I feel like the lamp that you've called me to carry with this fire is just in a corner, which kind of like this was in the corner of my office, not even lit. I'm like, I feel like I'm just like this lamp. When are you going to light me a fire again, Lord? You ever have those moments where you just ask God? And he's like, well, you have been on fire. You just haven't been walking it out. And those hurt. Those hurt when you get that word from the Lord. And you then remind us, like, it's my opportunity. It's my duty to do this. to be able to say, Lord, forgive me. I need to come back to you, my first love. Because I've placed worry and fear and sometimes even doubt before you. Help me burn those things away. And as I had the opportunity that I was given to be able to go to Michigan this past October, I was able to do a seminar out there at my friend's church. He's a senior pastor over there, and we did a power evangelism seminar. I was like, wow, Lord, I get to, you know, be used again by you. But it wasn't the opportunity of me wanting to get used. It was like, Lord, do I still have it? I was doubting myself. Do I still have what you have given me, Lord, to be able to go out there and be a light and be able to go out there and love the hell out of people? Well, the opportunity came. I was in Denver for a four-hour layover. And as I was waiting, this lady sits right next to me. I was like, all right, Lord, this could be an opportunity to be able to shine your light. We started talking, and she's like, you know what? I hope this service dog doesn't come in the airplane because I'm allergic. And it's just been hurting because it'll kick my asthma, it'll activate my asthma. And then it's just because of the surgery or the procedures that I've been going through. I was like, are you okay? She's like, no. I have also breast cancer that I've been going to chemo for. So just my ribs hurt, my breathing hurts. I got to know her a little bit more. And right there, God says, stop and pray. It's right there in the airport. Didn't care how it looked, how it sounded. Very simple. God, would you heal this woman? And would you know that right there in the very moments at Denver, power of God comes on her. And as it came upon her, her countenance changed. I felt the fire of God release, and you could see it within her eyes. She's like, something different. I feel different. I feel different. She's like, I feel hot. It's like, all right, Lord, you're working. You're doing something, Lord. So being able to pray for her, I felt the light in my lamp go a little brighter. It's like, all right, Lord, this is not over. There's still more to be done. Get on the airplane. I was sitting in the middle seat. There was a seat right next to me. Everybody started filling up, and guess what? She sat next to me the whole ride to Michigan, and we started talking about Jesus. Get off the airplane. I ended up ministering at their service on a Sunday night. I preached about power evangelism. The time came where people started coming up to the front to get prayed for. This lady that came up, she's like, would you pray for me? I have thyroid. And you could see it right there in her neck. It was like a softball. I'm like, all right, Lord, well, you're going to have to do it because I'm believing that you're going to help me right now in this very moment. Let me be a reflection of your light, Lord. Let me be a reflection of your kingdom. Started praying for her. The ball starts to deteriorate and start to go down. And pretty soon you can start seeing her neck and everything. The ball that was there was gone. The pain that she was feeling, gone. She was able to move her neck. She was able to scream in the, you know, like in praise. And from there, I was like, all right, well, this is a first because I've never seen something like this happen. Yeah, glory to God. Cool. Since you got healed for it, let's go pray for someone else. Right there and then, we just started saying, all right, come with me. We started praying for other people. There was two other ladies that had thyroid. It was a thyroid night. And they end up getting healed as well. Backs got healed. Emotional healing took place as well. And I heard God say, do you remember what you asked me if you had forgotten about the fire in your life? I had not forgotten. He's like, I've always placed that inside of you. You just have to continue to keep it and tend to it. I thought that God was done we have those moments where we feel like God has done in our lives with being able to not be used anymore. But he wants to use us. God is light, because the world that chose darkness over light, God sent Jesus to bring light and be the light of the world. We are called to be a reflection and an extension of his light. We're called to be to love the hell out of people that have not experienced love in a way that he's extended that love to us. The only way that we can be light is to stay closely connected to Jesus. Being able to come and be a part of the fellowship and the gathering of the saints. With God, it works differently. His light comes from within himself, because that's who he is. The source of all truth, goodness, love. He doesn't reflect something that he isn't. He allows us to be able to see who he is by the reading of his word. We aren't the light ourselves. We would get exhausted. That's why we need to come to the source. So how do we keep this lit? By being able just to get close with him. By being able to read his word. He doesn't just tell us to become. He tells us to be. And the great thing about this is that earlier I said, oh man, I need to catch this fire. Something about fire is that it's contagious. And what I love about lanterns is that in the past they used well oil, well fat, to be able to light this with fire. Now over the years, lanterns have changed. There's LEDs, there's light bulbs. But then there's something powerful of seeing a lantern that you could still light on fire with a candle. If you ever had a moment where you've been experienced ever a blackout, you go through your candles, and then you start lighting other ones. What I've noticed in this generation, especially for our youth, is a lot of our youth right now don't have an example of what it means to be able to walk out this Christian life. What I love about this is, if I could just be this and show my example of saying this is how we walk out the word of God, I could actually say, hey, do you need a little bit of fire in your life? Here, this is for you. I got some. I can't give you all of it. But let me just tilt my candle real quick to light yours on fire. Because I'm not doing this alone. As the body, we need to do this together. And the more of these that we have together, the brighter it'll be in this world that many are considering to be dark. The more of us collectively that we do this for Christ, those that want to stay really conservative and shut our mouths, shut the church up and tell us not to worship and stuff, no. I'm going to continue to do this. I'm going to go out there and show Jesus to the world. Doesn't matter if it's at an airport, at a supermarket, or wherever. We need to not be afraid to be able to display this light that God's called us to be able to display. And if the candle runs out, I think there's another one. If they feel like your candle's burning out, Lord, what do I need today? Oil. But we can only get that by being able to be in his presence. We shouldn't be afraid of darkness. As a kid, being able to cover your face because you're afraid of the dark. Sleeping with a flashlight under your bed cover. We got something better. We got his word that illuminates our life. I heard him say this, to me as I was preparing, with illumination comes deterioration. I don't know about you, church, but I feel like if we represent him well, they'll want his body. And being able to reflect him and make him known, even during this time, we have the perfect opportunity to be able to talk about him and display him. Amen. I challenge you in this season of your life. If you've been feeling, Lord, my fire is going out, my light is not shining bright, this is a perfect opportunity for you to get even closer with the Lord, to go deeper in the Word, to go deeper in worship. Because in doing so, you won't feel tired, and then you'll be able to tell and lead others, be like, hey, come with me. You need to catch the fire. And you need to get lit. Amen. Set us on fire, Lord. That's my prayer tonight, Lord, that as we leave, that you would remind us, God, how important it is to be able to get close to you. That you call us to be the light of the world, to be a reflection, God, of who you are. Let us not be afraid, but let us walk out in boldness and an even greater measure of boldness, God, to be able to tell the people out there about who you are. For those feeling tired, like giving up, would you strengthen them now, Lord? Would you give them, Father, a greater measure of your presence? Thank you, Lord, for always being there, for taking care of us. For those, God, wondering if they can experience your presence and experience the comfort of your love in that very spot, wherever they're at, let them just say, Jesus, be my Lord and Savior. And this could be the moment where they encounter a radical change in their life. Thank you tonight, Lord, for your Spirit going with us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Set a fire in me, set a fire. Before we leave, I felt this as I was worshiping down there. Two things. Has anybody been having pain on this, the back left leg? Or right shin leg area, maybe like shin splints. Well, I definitely want to pray for you. But other than that, I just bless you and release you. Have a good night, and prayer team will be up here also to pray.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode. It is because of you that this ministry is made possible. We also want to give a special thanks to those who give so generously to this ministry. If you are interested in partnering with us, click the link below in the description to give now or visit our website at soulharvestwc.org. Make sure to follow us by tapping the plus sign in the top right corner of your screen. If today's message spoke to you, please share this episode with your friends and family by clicking the share button And don't forget to tag us on your social media at Soul Harvest WC. Thanks again for listening, and God bless.